At the T-minus 3 minute mark, tape recorders on board the spacecraft were turned on. These recorders record both voice and data.
This is WOMMLP operating out of Burlington, Vermont, 105.9 The Radiator. Good evening, it's The Rocket Shop. I'm your host, Tom Proxer, and with me tonight is Perry the Dad.
Good evening, how's everyone?
Good. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Yeah.
We're
glad
like kicking
to be here.
Yeah. Is it your first time here?
Oh, this is actually my second time here.
I thought as much.
Yeah.
Wait, is this your first time as a solo artist?
Yes, this is my first time as a solo artist.
Right.
Last time was a collaboration with Obi the Boy Scout.
Right. So. Yeah, I do remember that. That was a few years ago now, right?
That was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
Time is a flat circle, man. Anyway, we like kicking it off with a song, so what have you got for us?
Actually, I have an original song that I wrote not long ago. It's called Omalicha. It's from my upcoming EP that's going to be out April 28th. So,
all right.
Yeah.
We'll take it away.
All right. Maybe I'd better go missing. Move all the way to Cairns like the movies. My friends would think they never really knew me. Instead, I listen to blues and think of you and everything that we've been through. Both your eyes so bright like the moon. Show me love, baby, like you do, like you do. Oh, my licha, come my way. Don't you do nobody like me. Show me love, baby, like you do, like you do. Oh, my licha, come my way. Don't you do nobody like me, girl. Show me love, baby, like you do. I don't wanna hold you back, but lately all I see is dollar signs. You don't gotta be like that. We don't gotta go too fast. Right foot off the gas, both hands off the wheel. Looking at you go, you feel so real, love. So, so real. Baby, I need it. One more hit, I'm fiending. Can't you tell I'm losing my mind? Girl, I need it. Cause baby, I need it. One more hit, I'm fiending. Can't you tell I'm losing my mind? Girl, I mean it. So, oh my licha, come my way. Don't you do nobody like me. Show me love, baby, like you do, like you do. Oh my licha, come my way. Don't you do nobody like me. Girl, show me love, baby, like you do. Like
I remember
you,
you were different. You wasn't you. Mood swings used to ghost me. And nothing new. But I'm a fighter. I just wanna kick it with you. I can't lie. When you call, I answer. You gotta admit, I'm in heaven with you. Ain't no hell with you, angel. Name on a honey bun, then I eat it. Give you the pen to my credit card. Push the limit. Got me acting random. Girl, I can't believe it. So make you
come my way. Come my way. We
go there, okay.
Every day.
Nobody ever knew. I'm into your body and looks. I'm into you. Come my way,
come my way.
We go there, okay.
Every day.
Nobody ever knew. So now you are into your body and looks. I'm into you.
Licha, come my way. Don't you do nobody like me. Girl, show me love, baby, like you do, like you do. Oh my licha, come my way. Don't you do nobody like me. Show me love, baby, like you do, like you do.
All right, come my way there with by Perry the Dad, feet. Obi the Voice God, yeah, as I live and breathe. You look different every single time you come in, I swear to God. It's the hair, isn't it? Yeah. Obi, nice to see you again. So you said that one's from your new EP coming out in April.
Yes.
What's the new EP called?
The new EP is called 19. This is the first time I'm actually announcing it. It is spelled 9 and then T-E-E-N. So yeah.
All right. So yeah, why 19?
Well, because I'm gonna be 19, and also because it's sort of like the EP is a lot about being that age and like being young and in general and just like, you know, what comes with that and all of that. So
okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're not actually 19 just yet?
Not yet. It's kind of like a happy birthday present to myself.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, it's about being 19 as well. So, I mean, yeah. You're seeing into the future here. And what
yeah,
the
it's
next
kind of seeing
hold,
into
yeah.
the future and like looking back into the past and kind of like gauging those experiences and trying to put them into a song and like a couple of songs with an EP. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, how many singles or how many songs have you got
I have
together for this?
Three after this.
So on the EP.
On the EP, it's yeah. 3 songs on the EP.
Okay.
Yep.
Did it take a long time to kind of figure out which 3 you wanted to pick? Because this is your first EP, right?
Yes, this is my first EP, and there were like a lot of songs to pick from. I've been like working with Obi. Producing a couple of songs and writing and all that, and there was a lot, even one of which I'll be performing today, and it's just it all boiled down to how I feel about the EP and what I wanted to put out there as a message from me in the perspective of a 19-year-old, I guess.
Or, right, and as your debut record as well, because that's yeah. really important to be able to like really create something that's going to be so reflective of who you are and where you are at the moment.
Yes And it's an Afrobeat hip-hop EP. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely very like new. Mm-hmm. Or like different. I don't think there's nothing that I feel is I feel like it's a whole new sound to me, and yeah, it's reflective of like where I come from and like my influences, both with music, like rap, hip hop, and like Afrobeats and all of that. So
yeah, and so what was the process around picking these 3? Did you have all of your tracks in front of you? Were you? Was it very Sophie's choice? Was there any really hard decisions to make?
Yeah, there were a lot of hard decisions because I started writing this EP like a while back. Mm-hmm. And it's had different names, it's had different versions, different cuts, different genres. And I guess what really made me like zero in on those 3 songs was first of all, like lyrically and like the message I'm trying to put out, and also what they meant to me at the especially this year that I am turning 19, and it's also probably gonna be my final year of college. Mm. And just thinking about that and like moving forward in life is like kind of helped me zero in on those songs, and once you listen to them you will really
I'll figure that part out.
Yeah, you really figure that part out. Yeah.
All right. So it's coming out in April.
Yes, April 28th.
April 28th.
Yeah.
So end of next month.
Yep.
Is it all recorded? Is it all set to go?
Yes.
Big pause.
I'm still working on getting it mastered and a feature on there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a few tiny tweaks left to do.
Yeah, very tiny tweaks, but a lot of the songs are done, written, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How are you launching this? Have you got any kind of events you're going to be performing at or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. Hopefully, I am trying to be performing at some events like around where I live and where I go to school in Castleton. Genesis, for instance. I don't know if you guys know about that. It's an event that goes on at Vermont State in Castleton, and also some local places too, and yeah,
all right,
that is the release strategy, and I am having a album EP release party too for it. So
obviously you have to do that. Yeah. Is that one just gonna be a house party, a bit more DIY?
Yeah, it's a kind of like a house party performance, more intimate with like me and like I guess whoever supports the movement. So yeah,
close friends, supporters in general, fans,
exactly
that kind of thing. All right, well, we'd love to hear another song. Is this
There's only three tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
In which case, I will hold off on that song. And we'll delve into the moniker that you've given yourself, or the persona that you said, I think, in your bio, Perry the Dad. So where's this name come from? Are you a father?
No, I am not. I am You're not a father.
Yeah. 19 is pretty young. Yet. I don't want to be, you know, judgmental or anything. But
yeah, as far as I know. I'm not a father yet. And actually, it... two influences for Perry the Dad, I would say. So part of it undeniably is Tyler the Creator. And I just really liked I love his music. Anyone that knows me knows I love Tyler the Creator, and I think the fact that he uses his name as like, you know, he creates stuff and he makes music. And I feel like Perry the I'm not the creator, and like, you know, the dad means to me it's all about being better. Because like, for instance, in Nigeria, if you said to someone like, oh, I'm your dad, it's more like I'm better than you. So it's like and it's not to be like,
so it's a bit not, brack really is
yeah it's like, it's not really to be like cocky, like I'm better than everyone else. It's more like I'm better, like being better. And also the dad is like also like a father, and like trying to be like a somewhat of a safe space, or like I'm experiencing these things and I'm like sharing them, you know, with people, which is part of the 19 initiative. So
You mentioned Nigeria. Is have you got family in Nigeria?
Yes, I do have family in Nigeria, both in the States and in Nigeria.
Okay.
Currently. It's kind of 50-50, something like that.
Do you ever go over there, or is it just sort of stuff that you've picked up from like family that is over here that kind of, you know, is obviously Nigerian as well?
I mostly grew up there.
Okay.
And so it's like, a lot of what I pick up is from, like, I guess, culture in Nigeria, and, like, also from what I'd see, like, visiting, because I'd visit family here a lot. And, so it's a lot of a blend of those two.
Is this where the Afrobeats influence comes in from, or is that from your time in Vermont?
Afrobeats has, because I listen to Afrobeats, obviously, but making Afrobeats is like has been a whole different thing for me. And tapping into that was, you know, obviously due to like my influences and like where I'm from. And also like, I think it is something that has been gaining a lot of momentum lately. And I've also been inspired by artists around me too, like Obi. Not a lot of Nigerian or African artists in Vermont, so it's like,
yeah, not really. Empty on that front. Yeah, so you guys are doing something very different, very new.
Yeah, trying to bring in a new fresh vibe. And it's like Afrobeats is so broad, and it's like, it's not just one thing, you know. So yeah,
how does your kind of corner of the world, Castleton, which is even kind of more remote really than Burlington, and Burlington's pretty remote in comparison to most cities in the United States. How has your local community kind of reacted to your music?
Well, I have received very, very positive reviews and feedback from people at Castleton, and it's nothing more than like support, you know. And
yeah,
of course, it's like not like a large community that's like, you know, necessarily like really tuning into that. But I feel like the Castleton community, kind of like people I know, tune into it because, you know, it's like, oh, it's Perry. So I do feel like a really strong sense of, you know, like even though they don't listen to it, they would listen to it because, or try it out, you know.
Right. Because you're like, this is actually good stuff. You should give this a go.
Exactly.
This is funky.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you said that, you know, Afrobeats is kind of a new thing for you to be trying out.
Yes.
How have you done this with other genres and kind of like, it's not worked? Or is, you know, is this the first time you've been like, actually, I'm going to try and change my sound a little bit, and it's kind of worked right off the bat?
Yeah, I feel like I've never really had a sound. It's really how I'm feeling at the moment or around the song I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's never just like, you know, put on a indie beat or like a trap beat or like, right, you know, it's I try to really stem it from like how I feel and like what I want to make my listeners feel. So it changes. I do rap, I do R&Bs, I can do indie music, I can do rock music. It's like, it really is just like how I'm feeling, and that's what I feel like being a musician is. It's like you gotta, you know, spread out.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, dip your toe in everything.
Yeah, I have tried different sounds, and I feel, obviously I do have my preferences, which is like safe spaces that I, you know, lean into and like, mm-hmm, you know, but I've never made something that I genuinely thought was like bad or trash. So it's I guess that's good.
That's good. Yeah. That's fantastic, in fact.
Yeah. And it gets better, I feel. Everything gets better the more you do it. So it's not really about you know, doing it once and like not getting it right. It's about like, you know, still doing it even though you don't feel like you get it right, because mm-hmm, even though the music might not resonate with you, it might resonate with someone else, you know. And I've had a lot of songs that I didn't like, you know, be liked by a lot of people I show it to. So
yeah. Can you see a future where you might be fronting like an indie band or a punk band, or are you kind of got your niche at the moment? Are you going to keep going with this?
I'm not really like a band guy.
No.
No, I'm not really like a band guy. I'm very like, if you see me, I'm very like to myself, very like very personal guy. Mm. And I feel like my music is also like really, really personal. And I don't see myself, I would play with a band. Like I would play with a band, but I don't see myself like creatively, like you know, basically you know, I guess creatively, like with a band, and obviously collaborations and like all that is like, I'm cool with that. But yeah, like Perry the Dad is like kind of like a singular thing.
Right, right. It's not something that you can lend to, like, you know, two guitars and a keyboard and a drum set,
exactly,
that kind of thing.
And I feel like I sometimes don't even use those like instruments in my songs. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't want to feel like, oh, I have a band, but I'm not using it. So.
Right. So maybe on a collaboration basis, but nothing on a, like a permanent basis.
Yeah, nothing on a permanent basis.
All right. Well, we would love to hear another song. Is this one from the new EP as well?
Yes, this one is actually the first song on the new EP. It is called I Feel Okay. And it is, as sad as it sounds, it's a very upbeat song. So I'm going to stand for this one. Liquid courage. All right. One more night, I got more fight in me. I'm thirsting, please just fill my cup. I need more beverage, liquid courage. 'Cause I'm way too young, I'm way too young for all this. Please just fill my cup. I need more beverage, liquid courage. 'Cause I'm way too young, I'm way too young for all this knowledge. Way too young, praying to Jesus, lift this burden off my chest. I need some. Way too young, I'm way too young for all this knowledge. Way too young, praying to Jesus, lift this burden off my chest. I need some thoughts from the top of my mind. Throughout the day, I need a way to feel okay. I see your face, I feel okay. How you make me feel this way, running through my mind throughout the day. I need a way to feel okay. I see your face, I feel okay. How you make me feel
this way. No one, no one, no more. No one, no more. No one, no. Both my parents worried, they've been blowing up my phone. Told mom I'm working, I don't need no one to help me. I don't need no one, 'cause I'm way too young. I'm way too young for all this knowledge. Way too young, praying to Jesus, lift this burden off my. I need some. Way too young, I'm way too young for all this knowledge. Way too young, praying to Jesus, lift this burden off my. I need some rest.
Perry the Dad there with I Feel Okay. So yeah, let's explore that song a little bit.
Yeah.
So as you said, once we start listening to a few more of the tracks from 19, we'll kind of get it and what it's like to be a young guy in this kind of corner of the world. It sounds like you had a few things to say there.
Well, this one was kind of like, well, from the start, it's like I Feel Okay. And it's mostly about not feeling okay, and I remember writing it from a place of, like, you know, a lot going on in my life, and, you know, my parents always, like, calling me and, like, you know, how is that, you know, trying to resolve all that personal stuff. And it was, you know, in some ways, like, it was also like in some ways, like, stressing me out. And it's all about, like, coping with that and still moving forward. And, like, you know, having, you know, someone or something that you can, like, turn to or, like, you know, go to, and then it's just, like, fine. And then I had that person in my life, and it's like, yeah, I had, you know, many people in my life, you know. And I feel like this song is just about that. It's about, you know, that person, like, for me, that person that makes me feel okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, when I was 19 and my parents had called me all the bloody time, and I was running away as fast as I could from it.
Yeah.
So I completely understand on that front. But it is good to have those, I mean, your parents, but also, you know, special people in your life that do kind of bring you back to your center and kind of remind you of who you are.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad you kind of had a track about that person, you know?
Yeah. It's also, like, shout out to my parents, because, you know, they were calling to, like, you know, check up and, like, you know, try to make everything, you know, in their own way.
Yeah.
You know?
Parents, at least you have parents that care, which is great. But
yeah.
I can also understand that sometimes it feels a little bit,
yeah,
it's a little bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
So I did a little bit more research before you came on. I did try and find you a little bit online. Not too much of a presence there yet, but I did find your single Friends.
Yes. Friends was out last year, November. I think 10th or 11th or something like that. Yeah.
So it was a good song. I was very intrigued about the photo you shot for the single cover. That was really cool.
Yeah, I actually shot and edited that myself. It took, like, about 2 hours.
Wow.
And it was a lot of, like, repeated shots. It's shot on a Canon camera.
It's funny because my wife is a photographer.
Oh.
And for a living, that's, you know, it's,
oh, it's
a job.
It's just an EOS Rebel. I'm pretty sure, like, everyone probably has that too.
Well, no, what's the funny thing is, she's like, guys use Canon, and no, guys use Nikon, generally speaking, and women use Canon.
Canon, yeah.
She loves Canon. That's what she uses.
Yeah, I like Canon. It like, I feel like I can, it's like multi-use. I use it taking pictures for, like, friends in shows, or, like, single pictures.
It's a great shot, though. I love the Vermont Subaru in it as well.
Yeah. That's my car, and that's actually pictures actually in Fairhaven for those who are around that area.
So. Yeah, but it's also just a gorgeous shot. Yeah, right next to the lake. You got all the fall colors coming out. What made you think this is what I want to create for this single?
So Friends is all about like finding peace in yourself, and you know, the chorus goes like, find new friends, don't need new friends, like, you know, I need to change. And it's all about like being better, and with that attracting the right energy to yourself. And it's like, you don't need people to like, you know, satisfy you, or to like, you know, you don't need people to live your life, you know. You just need to be a better person and like get better and like focus on, you know, what's important to you. Obviously, like, you should have people in your life, but you know, if you don't have that, you don't need like many friends, like, you know. So it's all about that. It's all about, you know, finding peace with yourself.
Yeah. How does the artwork for the single reflect the song itself?
Well, it reflects it in the way that, like, I guess every one of those persons in the artwork is me.
Yeah.
And they're sort of like my friends, or like me, or versions of me, you know. And you can tell from the picture, like, they're all like doing different types of things, like one stumbling, someone's standing on the car, or like, you know, leaning over. It's like, you know, different personas, and like, you know, but it's all around one car, you know. They're all trying to get to the same, you know, place. They're all hanging out in the same, you know. And it's all like, you know, it's, you know, you need, yeah, it's really all about just being yourself and like,
yeah,
different versions of that. So
yeah. Different versions of yourself. I'm curious, because as you said, this is like different personas, and you've mentioned persona before regarding, you know, your moniker Perry the Dad.
Yep.
Have you, a couple of questions on this one. One, how long have you been developing this persona of Perry the Dad?
Oh, okay. So I've been interested in music since I was like maybe 5, 4, 3, and I've been playing music since I was like 7. So I say Perry the Dad kind of came in maybe at 13 years old.
And oh, wow. So you've had this persona for like six years now.
Yeah, the idea came to me, but I never really like put it out, because I was not putting out music. And I was like, you know, if I'm ever putting out music, I got to be Perry the Dad, because I was like, the only thing I could think of is like, one day I got to like put out some music, you know. And yeah, it's kind of been, I guess, in the works for a couple of years. So
okay.
Yeah.
And then the kind of follow-up question to that, is there other personas that you've been interested in developing? So you got this Perry the Dad persona. Is there a different version of yourself that you are thinking of will make music, or is it just kind of is it Perry the Dad at the moment, and that's the main focus?
So the focus is that, like, for making Perry the Dad, all that it can be and that all that I can be, and it's like being broad with it and kind of touching different areas with that. And at some point I do want to like change that to like a Perry thing. When I'm much older.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, when I'm like, but definitely when I'm like an OG or something, and it's like you know, a lot more like, you know. And part of the reason I did choose Perry the Dad, because like, you know, you see Perry and it's just like a name, and you know, you gotta have some sort of recognition to kind of like claim that as like, you know, this is Perry, and like, I'm the Perry, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I noticed on your Spotify page that it said at the bottom that I should come back when you have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the short term plan. to get a Wikipedia page. It's more about challenging myself too, and kind of knowing where I want to get and breaking through that. And yeah, it's...
Or would you be getting your Wikipedia page through the music you create, or if you got other things in mind as well?
I want to, like, I don't see myself as just a musician. Mm-hmm. I see myself as an artist, and I think as an artist, I have a creative personality, and it's more than just music. It's like lifestyle. It's the way I dress, the way I talk, the way I look, and the way I smell. It's like it's personality, and I think what I want the Wikipedia page for is not just Perry the Dad, this guy, this rapper, whatever that makes music, but like, you know, Perry the Dad, and I have like much more under that, and like, and you know, I use my platform for like a good thing, and yeah
it does. I mean, based on the pictures that I've seen you taken, especially the bio as well, by the way, that you had tonight on our page, dress very well. I could see fashion or design
that.
Work kind of being in your future. Obviously, you got the photography part as well. So yeah. Are these things that you're constantly exploring and developing as well, along with your rapping?
Yes. And I try to put that into, I guess, my music and like the aesthetic I put out with that too. And yeah, I try to build a little, I guess.
I need to know where you got that shirt from in the biopic, but I do not think I could wear it nearly as well as you do. So
it's actually thrifted too.
Yeah,
it's a place called Camille's Experience Clothing. It's really great. I think I got this shirt too there. It's just a plain white shirt, but
sometimes you just need a plain white shirt though.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like, this is a plain black jumper, but I wear it all the time, also thrifted.
Yeah, plain shirts are like good canvases to like put layers on and like clothes on, and
where's your thrift store? Because
this is in Rutland.
Okay, so I'll have to drive to Rutland for this one. All right.
Yeah. It's, trust me, it is worth it. He did get a shirt there too that he performed with. So
all right. I might be down in Rutland quite a lot this summer actually, so maybe I'll go check that one out.
It's nice.
Not enough thrift stores for guys in Burlington in general.
Yeah. In Vermont in general, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of it is, I went into this store and it was just like, it's like a unisex thrift store, but they only had stuff for kids.
Great.
Yeah, so it's like...
Fantastic when you're 6 foot tall, you know?
Yeah. It's also hard to find like clothes when you're like 6'3" and like skinny, so it's like...
Yeah, a few options, especially in the thrift stores.
Yeah.
Well, you do seem to do pretty well regardless, so congrats on that one.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Are you doing anything else with your photography? Is that something that you've been exploring?
Yes, I am. I'm taking a photography class right now. I'm trying to get better at it. I am mostly taking like performance pictures, pictures for my friends. It's... Right now, it's like at like base level or whatever it is, and I try to, you know, use it for like content or like my posts and whatnot. I do want it to become more than it is, but I would say right now it's just like I guess baseline. So
yeah. Definitely worth exploring. As I said, my wife Annie is a photographer, and there is some money in that if you really drill down into it and if you're good at it. Let's get back to your art, why you're here tonight, which is obviously your music. What is the future of Perry Dad at the moment? So you've got the EP coming out in April, that's called 19, or coming out April 28th.
Yep.
What's going on for like the rest of the year? What do you see yourself doing?
So this EP was co-produced by Obi the Voice God, and I'm also getting other producers on it, but I'm releasing another EP later this year.
Wow. Back to back.
Yeah, so but that one's gonna be solely produced by me.
Okay.
Actually that was where some of the cuts for the songs on this EP came in. was because I wanted to, like, you know, produce them myself. Mm-hmm. And, like, this next song is actually one that I mastered, produced, and wrote all by myself. So,
okay.
And it's out next week, actually.
So this, the last song you'll be singing tonight, not from your new EP.
It's one of the cuts, actually.
It'll be from the EP that'll be coming out in the fall.
Yes, it'll be on the EP that's coming out.
Do you have a name for that EP yet?
I do not have a name for that EP. And it's not going to be like a 19 part 2 type of EP.
19 and a half.
It's not going to be one of those. It's going to be a whole, like, different...
Get one more EP out after that, and you basically got an album already. So, have we got actually a full album?
I am working towards an album for 2025. I'm very big on, like, releasing, like, projects and kind of having a whole, like, little universe created around that. And I've always been, like, amazed by the idea of that. So. That is the plan for 2025. I am working on one, so.
All right. Well, we'd love to have you back in when that album's all ready. That would be great.
That would be wonderful.
Well, we'd love to hear the last song you've got, this last one, Big Heavy World exclusive. It's coming up in your EP. It's not even released yet.
Yes. This one is called All I Need Is You, and it's coming out next week. For those that were tuned in to my Instagram, you saw. So.
Right. I never wanna read the signs. I never wanna make you cry. Had to fly just to feel you high. Fall for you like a thousand times. Can tell you if I'm dreaming. Don't you pass me more sativa, baby. You're the one who got me going lately. Me and Shawty living life, don't wanna party smoking. Don't need Bacardi, all I need is you. Me and Shawty living life, don't wanna party smoking. Don't need Bacardi, all I need is you. Yeah, I love you, girl, I need you. Yeah, I love you, girl. Love so ill, like stomach and disease. Bed so soft, never wanna leave. Shit so good, I don't even wanna. I know you wanna love me in the shows. You pull up to the shows and I know. Neon signs, your eyes are glows. I love you, girl, it's true. Baby, all I need is you. Me and Shawty living life. Don't wanna party smoking. Don't need Bacardi, all I need is you. Feeling like a fiend, yeah, I love you, girl, I need you. Diamond on the ring, yeah, you got me on my knees, girl. Feeling like a fiend, yeah, I love you, girl, I need you. Diamond on the ring, yeah, you got me on my knees, girl.
All right, Perry the Dad playing us out with All I Need Is You. Perry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it. Best of luck when the EP comes out at the end of April.
Appreciate that.
Before I let you go, do you want to tell us where we can find you?
You can find me on Spot, on everywhere. It's all Perry the Dad because I found it first. And yeah, it's all Perry the Dad, Spotify, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Please go follow my TikTok because I make TikToks now. And thank you to everyone that tuned in, either from Instagram or anywhere. And yeah, more to come.
We really appreciate it. All right. Well, that's all we got time for tonight. Tune in about 2 weeks' time when we're going to have Dylan Murray in the studio. And I'm looking at Bob to see if I'm correct on that one.
I do believe so.
Excellent. So we're off next week. But yes, please tune in then. This has been WOM LP operating out of Burlington, Vermont, 105.9 The Radiator. It's been The Rocket Shop. I've been your host, Tom Proctor, and good night.
Woo! Nice.
Solid.